Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, July 9th, 2020. Following criticism of the renaming of the Mohrenstrasse U-Bahn station to Glinkerstrasse, the Berlin Public Transport Company reacted to the accusations on Tuesday when press spokeswoman Petra Nelken announced that no decision has yet been made in a response to an inquiry from RBB24, adding, quote, "So far, we have only decided against the name Mohrenstrasse." The Jüdische Allgemeine had written in a report on Monday that the Russian composer Glinka was associated with antisemitism, that Prince Komsky, a work by Glinka, was a, quote, richly antisemitic heroic epic, and his understanding of Russian music also included the condemnation of, quote, Jewish elements. The VDR journalist Arndt Henze of Weltspiegel called Glinka a, quote, evil anti-Semite on Twitter, and suggested naming the street or station after the Auschwitz prosecutor Fritz Bauer. Jeff Klein, lobbyist for anti-racism and project manager of Each One, Teach One, also said in an interview with the RBB, quote, "A racist word was deleted, and instead, a demonstrable anti-Semite was honored." He said that this was exactly the opposite of symbolic politics, which is sustainable and leads to a change in consciousness, and added, quote, "Instead, we now have white feel-good actionism and white feel-good anti-racism," unquote. Nelken explained that names of subway stations must always provide orientation. Glinkerstrasse was suggested because this street is in the immediate vicinity of the U-Bahn station and, quote, "we are not responsible for street names." Furthermore, Nelken stated also about the Russian composer Mikhail Ivanovich Glinka, quote, "until recently, Wikipedia did not admit that he was an anti-Semite," unquote. Nelken added that the name Glinkerstrasse was also just one possible alternative and, quote, "we are open for discussion." At the end of the day, the renaming will not take place until December, when many other changes in the BVLG network will be happening, including the opening of the extension of the U5. Spokeswoman Nelken emphasized, quote, "The name Mohrenstrasse has long been under the microscope, and a discussion about the name has been going on for some time. Now, there's the opportunity to rename the station, and renaming and opening new stations always involves a great deal of organizational and technical effort." As Berlin Briefing reported previously, the renaming of the Mohrenstrasse station has been demanded since the 1990s, as per critics, the term "Mohr" is racist. Most recently, Green Party leader Antje Kappik had spoken out in favor of renaming the street and the U-Bahn station. In a press release last Friday, the BVLG had stated, quote, "The BVLG plans to rename the station on the U2 line U-Bahnhof Glinkerstrasse." On Tuesday, Senator for Economic Affairs Ramona Pop announced, quote, "Quick fixes are really not appropriate in such matters," and she called for a, quote, "open procedure involving associations, initiatives, and residents." As decided by the Berlin Regional Court yesterday, the left alternative youth center Patze in Schöneberg, one of the oldest youth centers in Berlin, is about to be vacated after the Tempelhof Schöneberg District Authority filed a suit against the operators of the center. The lease had been terminated at the end of 2018, but operators refused to hand over the keys. Youth have occupied the center located on Potsdamer Strasse and do not want to leave it until they have new space. A suitable replacement property has not yet been found. Before the verdict, the youth councillor of Tempelhof Schöneberg, Oliver Schwark of the SPD, said on RBB InfoRadio that in case of an eviction verdict, they would not have the building evicted immediately, but would continue to search for a solution. Waste problems are increasing in Berlin's parks and green spaces. Therefore, an initiative is now bringing out a park etiquette plan in the hope of improvement. Morgenpost reported the plan was to be presented Wednesday evening in Hasenheide with District Mayor Martin Hickel and contains 8 rules in 6 languages on how to keep parks clean, stating, quote, "Parks and riverbanks are not rubbish dumps, but recreational areas for all. Leave them in such a way that those next in line will also enjoy themselves." Project manager Sebastian Weiser of the initiative Via Berlin, which is committed to sustainable urban development, said the initiative wants to distribute pocket-sized flyers about the plan in Berlin's parks. Neukölln, in particular, is witnessing a sharp increase in waste this year, reporting that compared to last year, roughly twice the amount of garbage in green areas was recorded in the first half of 2020, which amounts to about 150 cubic meters of waste per week. While normally, rubbish bins are cleaned out once a week in green areas and twice for intensively used areas such as the Hasenheide, currently, bins are being cleared 3 times a week on average. In addition to Neukölln, Mitte and Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg also report that this spring and summer, not only the amount, but also the type of waste left behind has changed, namely an increase in disposable packaging and takeaway leftovers. While the Mitte Roads and Parks Authority has commissioned a specialist company to clean up particularly polluted parks on the weekends, Pankow is currently considering having other areas cleaned by the Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR. The BSR is doing this as part of a pilot project in almost 50 Berlin green, recreational, and wooded areas out of a total of well over 2,000. A BSR spokeswoman stressed that it's important to avoid disposable packaging as much as possible. Where this is not feasible, for example, for reasons of protection against infection, packaging should be compacted before disposal in the bins. Above all, everyone should leave the park or green spaces they're visiting the way they want to find them upon their return. And lastly, could the generous individual who recently and generously gave us a one-time donation of 15 euros please contact us via email with your mailing address? We'd like to get a Berlin Briefing tote in the mail to you as soon as possible. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.